with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me, believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me, sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me does not accept my words, has something to judge him. The words that I spoke, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life."
Amen.
How many of us here today wants to have the light of life?
All of us.
If you don't want that light, my dear brothers and sisters, you need to do what you have to do to get there. Because I know I myself definitely want that light, and I want to have life and have it eternally. So just earlier this week, our dear Father Anthony stated in one of his homilies that when a homeless man finds food, especially if he finds good food, he goes back to his brothers and sisters and tells them where that food is located. That is great. We need to do the very same thing. Those of us who do believe in God, who has already made a commitment to God and have a relationship with God, we need to let our brothers and sisters know how to do what they have to do in order to form that relationship with our Lord and Savior. If we say we are Christians, my dear brothers and sisters, we must not just say the talk, but we have to walk the walk. Amen. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." The entire process of God, which is what's going on, is as Christian people, we're supposed to feel the presence of God. It's supposed to be within us. When we walk anywhere, people should sense the presence of the Lord within us. Just by doing that, when they see us, they're like, "Wow, whatever he has, I want some of it." So we have to do that, and we have to establish it. Brothers and sisters, this entire thing is, it's a learning process. I remember when I was going to school, I was extremely good in math, and I'm still decent in math, but I got it pretty quickly. The teacher would recognize those students who got it real fast, and what would she do? She gave an example, we did it. She gave another example, and the students did it. Those who caught on, she had them helping the students who did not catch on quickly. That helps you to grow. One, the fact that you are helping somebody gives you even more understanding, because now you have to break it down to that person. And as you break it down, you see something along the way that you didn't even catch on to. But that is how we grow. When we're talking about growing as far as the Lord is concerned, those of us who have come in contact with God, those of us who know who the Lord is, brothers and sisters, good news is supposed to be spread all throughout the world. It is no good to us if we hold on to it. What good is it to take it to the graveyard? We need to spread it out to the world. Everybody needs to get a dose of that good news. So we have to definitely spread the word. Those of us who get it, let's get with our brothers and sisters who didn't get it. Now, Like in the first reading, the word of God continues to drive the spirit. The word of God continues to grow. Brothers and sisters who are still not sure of the calling of God, you need to sit down and spend some time with the Lord. Call on the Holy Spirit to guide you. Ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that the Lord has planned for you? Believe it or not, God has a plan for each and every one of us here.
Yes.
We need to find what that is so we can grow spiritually with the Lord.
Amen.
The purpose for us today and every day, because of all this coronavirus, it has kind of put a clamp on things. But we cannot allow that to stop us. God is still going to grow. Whether it's corona, pandemic, whether it's whatever it is, God always takes something bad and turns it around and uses it for the building of his kingdom and for his nation. We have to learn to do that. You guys remember the story of Jonah? Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh. And he tried every excuse in the world that he did not want to go to Nineveh. He boarded a boat and he decided he was going someplace else. The boat ended up in problems. Where did Jonah end up? You could run, but you cannot hide. God knows it all. He knows us before we even knew ourselves.
Amen.
Jonah ended up going the very same place that the Lord wanted him to go. God has a plan. If God has a plan for you and for me, there is nothing we can do to upset that. You might think you're doing what you want, but brothers and sisters, God's plan is ultimate. He is the light of the world. He came to put light where there is darkness.
Amen.
And wherever that light comes in, my dear brothers and sisters, there will be no more darkness because the light of God is going to prevail. So we all need to look forward at that light, whether we're in the pandemic world, wherever we are, because that light dispels all darkness forever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.